views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Today, I kind of have a special show. I don't have a guest other than myself and my wonderful producer, Brian.
Hello.
And hi, Brian. Are you good morning.
Well, a pleasure to be on with you today, my dear friend.
Oh, always a pleasure with you, Brian. You know, the reason I don't have a guest today is I really wanted to take time to talk about what I've been up to. I've been very busy I've been developing a program for shifting energy for about a decade now. I mean, it's always a work in progress. And when I first started teaching energy seminars and showing people how to do this, I used to bring crayons, Buzz Lightyear crayons, to the seminars to try and take people out of their adult logical mind and get them kind of into their more playful, creative, childlike, innocent way of moving energy. And the reason for this is, like, you can learn both ways. It's just that I find that when you inspire people to pull that creativity out of them, that they really make huge changes at the seminars, or just over a weekend, you know, because, and we always do that. It's more about doing it in a way that I want to have more fun. I want to dance more. I want to play more. And so I have been developing this program probably for about 10 years now. What happened is, I'm just going to give a short background to it, is that I was in the process of being certified for the UN Method seminars to teach them when I was interning, and I came back, and it was in 2007, ready to go for certification to California, and I was like surprised by having a dragon show up in my living room. And she told me she was Ange Extasia. She's from the Intergalactic Federation of Light. She's about unconditional love. She's here to spread some beautiful loving energy along with her friends. And I asked how many, and she said 63 more. And that I was going to paint them. And at first, you know, I phoned my my mentor at that time, Ty Neal, and I said, you know, I'm good news, I'm certifiable, but not in a good way. I've got a dragon that's talking to me. And I'll never forget what she said to me. She said, well, you're strong to it. And so 10 years later now, the dragons have still been hanging out with me. As it turns out, when I realized, oh, 64 paintings, I hope that dragons like small paintings. Well, as it turns out, they like big paintings. And so I was very busy doing these paintings. They come to me. They'll just kind of come in my mind and I'll see a picture of them. And then all of a sudden I'll get all this information about a specific place. So Ange was, she is the crystal queen. She is a grounding, beautiful grounding dragon. Her story is that she laid all the eggs around the earth that created the veins for crystals. And then eventually she met the second dragon, which is the red dragon from Russia. And he is the father of their baby dragon, which is the innocence dragon in the deck. And so this story has been coming to me for a long time. And I started listening to some music by John Anderson, which was Friends of Mr. Cairo, that I had listened to 20 years earlier, just before I started these dragons. And as when I went out to learn more about how energy works, and I went out to the emissary program in Tulum, Mexico, to take with Nassim Haramein, on the last night, they announced that there was going to be a free concert down the road at the beach, half an hour away, that John Anderson was going to be there singing. And did anyone want to go? And I was like, I want to go, because these were the songs that inspired me in the beginning to paint my dragons. And I was so blessed, because Nassim Haramein had 4 passes to go and speak with John Anderson and his wife, and he gave me one so that I could tell them about my dragons. And we had a beautiful visit about then. And so these are the kinds of happenings that happen, the shifts. The universe, when you're playful, the universe will set things up for you, and it just, everything falls into place, and it's really beautiful and loving energy. And you know, it was such, that really told me right there, okay, the dragons, every once in a while they'll go quiet, but I find that it is hard to ignore a dragon when they're ready to spin their tail. And so I decided to bring this program out now. Well, actually, they decided. The dragons do not tell me what to do, or anyone what to do. They just tell us how it is. And the program I've created with them is Call to Dance. It's a 7-layer program. And a lot of people in metaphysical world will talk about peeling the onion. I love onions, but I kind of prefer the association of a beautiful goddess doing the veil dance. And as she lets go of the beautiful colorful veils, we get to see more and more of the gem inside. And this program is quite, it's all a decade of information that I have been gathering for the last 12, 13 years for all my energy work. And I wanted to do a smaller seminar with exclusive attention for up to 24 people. I'm going to have people set a goal before they come and get a baseline for how they're feeling about that. And then we're going to work with each other through the weekend. I have a few callers here. So Brian, when we come back, we're going to take these calls, and I'll talk a little bit more about the program as we go along. We'll be right back after this short break.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture?
And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan, and my guests today are the dragons from Tales from the Vector. We have some callers waiting on the line here. Do you want to put the catch the first caller through, Brian?
Yes, I do. How about we take Laura from Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada? Welcome, my friend.
Hi.
Hello, Laura.
Hi, Colette. How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to hear your voice. I just want to tell the listeners that Laura grew up next door to me for years in Saskatchewan. And her mom is actually the one that took on my book and edited it. And that was quite a process. Say hello to your mom for me, Laura.
I will.
And what can we do for you today?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about you. You've been coming through to me a lot lately, and I am almost done my degree, and I'm in a position now where I have to start applying for jobs and beef up my resume, and I'm so triggered by that I can't even, open it. And yesterday, for the first time in my life, I had what felt like a migraine. Energetically, I don't think it was, but I was, out all day.
Okay,
and so
when you get in touch with this, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you at?
A 7?
Yeah, I got a 9, but you're being kind today. Okay, so I'm going to tell you right away, one thing that came off right away, what you said, what I got is, you said that you have to. You don't have to.
Yeah.
And you don't have to try to. You will write your resume. And I think that because you're such a brilliant mother of two beautiful twin daughters, how old are they now?
5.5.
5.5. Okay. So because you have those two little daughters, you have all these skills. And so when you're writing your resume for everybody out there, remember that we are multifaceted beings here and that you have a lot more skills than you're telling people that you have. And if you don't believe me, we only see 4% of the spectrum, the electromagnetic spectrum. So what you see is really only 4%, even if you're using it 100%. So I'm going to strengthen you back to your 100% infinite potential. This is about source to connection. This is about God. This is about being in this place. And what I got here right away for your first card is devotion, which is the card number 9. And devotion is about life purpose. And what's coming up is that you're a very intelligent woman. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. There's a lot of energy coming in right now. There was a bunch of women marching for the last few days, and that energy kind of stirred up a little bit of energy. And so I've noticed that quite a few people are, you know, kind of feeling that. The other card that I got right away for you is number 24, which is a dragonfly, and that's embracing. And embracing is, it's actually adoration is what I called the card, and it's grace. Okay. See, we're all given grace. Can you think of when you think about your career moving into it right now, what do you love most about it?
The children and being able to help them.
Wow. There we go. What a beautiful thing that is right now. I just want to ask you, where's your baseline at now?
Oh, I feel down to 5, 4.
Yeah, I got a 3. This is about your connection to source energy. And connection to source energy is the very first card in the deck. Well, there's 2 actually I'm getting for you is, you know, Ra is the first card. And when I started the deck, the first card that came to me was Ange, as I said. But Ra came in later after, about a year ago after I was in Peru. And said, I'm number 1 card, because without me, there is no life on the planet. And he said, if you don't believe me, you know, some people like to let the tail wag the dog, but you want to make sure that the dog is wagging the tail in this case. And so I said, all right, you're number 1. And so that card is about source energy. And then Ange, the crystal queen, and you've seen her lots, you know, in my living room back in China when I lived there. And Ange is about grounding. She's about connection to source energy. And see, what I have done now is I've taken a lot of the information over the years and associated them with each of the dragons. And so how these cards work is first of all, they told me unconditional love, number 1, no judgment, and that they are just simply here to remind us, you know, that we're very powerful beings when we stay in our in a place of unconditional love, which is what they do. And I asked them, because for 10 years I've been with these dragons, and I didn't want to really bring them out, to be honest, at first, because I'm like, well, that's a little bit crazy. And I recognized early on when I started doing energy work that I needed to establish some authority, you know, like, and get some information and understand this all better before I could share the depth of the information in this way. And what I love about the seminar that I have coming up, it's more like an event. It's going to be exclusive for 24 people. It's going to include my book with the price of when you register for it. It's on my website at www.thetruthisfunny.com. And you will get a manual, which is my book that your mom edited. God bless that woman. And see, because my book shifts energy. And I'm, you know, the people that have my book are starting to get back to me now and saying, wow, I open it up, flip it open to the page, read what it says, I feel better. And I'm like, yes. And your mom was so brave in editing that book. I'm so appreciative of that. All the blessings to her, you know. I just want to ask you now, where are you at?
I feel like a 1.
Yeah. So we're just going to strengthen you to taking consistent steps of action towards your goal. And what I'm getting is, don't obsess over it. Go to your heart. And really feel why you want this career, and come at your resume from that space. And as I said, don't forget to include all the different things in a resume. A lot of times moms are home with young children in that, but that develops a lot of skills. A lot of times we're community, you know, doing things in community. Mm-hmm. I worked a lot when I lived in Milestone, Saskatchewan, with community events and raising mm-hmm. money for charities, etc. So this is the kind of thing that a lot of us do that we don't realize to include on our resume. And So we just want to strengthen you to all of that, all your beautiful qualities. And please give those little babies a hug from me.
I will.
And your hubby, give him a hug from me too. Tell him thank you for selling my house so quickly.
Yes.
Laura's husband was my realtor when I was in Regina. And he sometimes connects with me to shift energy around houses. And he mm-hmm. sold my house, I think, in 33 days or something. Thank you. And thank you for calling in, Laura.
Okay, thank you, Colette.
All right, bye-bye. I just wanted to take the next caller, Brian, if we have someone on.
All righty, why don't we do Aurore from Paris, France. Welcome to the program.
Aurora, are you there? Hello? Aurora?
All right. Hang on.
We see.
Hang on a minute. What we can do, I'll put her on hold and we'll take the next call.
Okay. No worries. A little Rita interference from
Rita
France.
From Florida. Rita, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Rita.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. I feel better already since I've been listening to your show. I just love you, and I love your energy, and I just love you so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That feels so good to receive that from you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Gosh, I get so choked up when I call you. What is it with you?
Okay, so we're just gonna take a deep breath.
Okay.
My dragons are, I want to explain this. My dragons are very excited because they've been waiting for 10 years to come out. And another thing that I realized this morning, and this is something that the universe will, dates are important, noticing dates and timing, etc. And tomorrow will be 6 years since my mom made her transition. And mm-hmm. isn't it funny that I'm doing the show today with my dragons?
Wow.
My mom's funeral was actually on February 1st, which is the day that my cat, Pearl, came to me but 10 years ago. She was born on that day, actually. And it was that day that I saw my first dragon, the day that my cat was born.
Wow.
And I just introduced the dragons at Spring Festival of Awareness last year at April 28th. And I got a kitten, and I found out later that the kitten that I now have here was born on that day. So the universe will... the universe will let you know these things, okay? And so the energy you're feeling right now is the anticipation of love, okay. Happiness, yeah. Balance. What is your issue? And then, because we're going to go to a break, and when you tell me what your issue is, then I'll get back to you after the break and tell you your cards.
Okay. I've called in, and I have been doing a lot of work on myself. I mean, I have taken a break from life, and I mm-hmm. have really been working on myself. And one of the things that I came up with is that I had, I'm afraid of doing the work, career that I'm going to do, which is in real estate, because I don't feel smart enough to do it.
Okay.
And I figured out that it came from my childhood.
Okay, we have to go to break right away. So I just want to get a number from you, 0 to 10, 10 being the worst. Where are you at?
I'm probably at, if I think about it, it takes me to about an 8.
Okay, So we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, I'm going to reconnect with you. And I'm going to shift some energy for you on the break here. And we'll see how you're doing when we come back. Okay. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. This is a real fun day for me. I'm so happy to be here today. I will be right back after this short break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. It's a special day for me today as I am I'm sharing with people my new program that I'm coming out with. And I was talking about, it's a 7-layer program. The 4 layers in, you become a dragon sayer, which means that you know dragonese. And I mean going easy and are able to shift energy and understand the cards at a really strong level. Nobody needs these cards at all to be able to do this work. They are there for support and fun. And then after all 7 layers, you can become a certified life choreographer. All of that information is on my website. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what the upcoming event, I'll call it, epic event. And it will be on March 17th, 7 o'clock to 9:30 Friday night. And then it'll also continue Saturday and Sunday. And Friday night will be a demo book signing, and we're going to go out dancing. So the program includes the manual, the cover charge for dance on Friday night, and three energy correcting cards. And it will be held in beautiful Kelowna, British Columbia, which is home of the most famous water dragon, Ogopogo. And so at this time, I'm offering a special for a limited time. And so I just wanted to mention that all of my products right now for The Truth is Funny and Tales from the Vector have specials on them until the holiday season is over. I know a lot of you people think the holiday season is over, but it actually isn't until after Singles Awareness Day, better known as Valentine's Day. And so I will be introducing 19-year new dragons, cards this year. The whole deck is not done yet, but the ones that I do have out are the ones that people have been using to correct energy and for feng shui in their homes, and we'll be talking about that at the seminar. Also, the special that I'm offering is my teleshifting and the program together. There's a special $100 off rate, and if you want to enjoy that, you need to go to my site, click on put the call to dance in your cart, and then also put the Float Your Boat, which is the teleshifting program, and that is going to be for aftercare. So I'm connecting with people once a month for 12 months so that we get through the year in a stronger way. And this is about aspects or about balance. And this is what people have been asking me for. And so to enjoy that, you need to put both of those into your shopping cart. And then there's a special code, and it is FUN12DANCE. So you can go and do that. That will be on the site if you want more information around that. I'm going to take our caller now again here. I was shifting energy for you as we were talking. Are you there right now?
Yep, she should be back on right Rita? Now.
Yep. Rita?
Oh, hang on. Oh. Hang on. Let's push the right button.
All right.
Rita is back. Rita, welcome back.
Hey, Rita. I just wanted to check in with you. How are you feeling right now?
I feel busy. Very, very busy.
Okay. Take a deep breath. And I'll tell you the cards that the first card that came up for you is Reckless Abandon, which is spelled WRECKLESS. And this is actually about discipline of the mind. And so what was coming up is that you are perfectly intelligent and absolutely smart enough to be a real estate agent. It's more that you've got reverse perception around this. So that is the perception card. And that is your ability to purr. When cats purr, they have like a very, very high vibration. And perception is about being able to see the bright side of life. Okay, so, you know, we want to strengthen you to that card. And also, the very last one that I got was actually anticipation. And anticipation is a card that is, she's a twin. There's two twin dragons. And they're from Italy, and their thing is being caught between a rock and a hard place. And so when you feel like you have really high expectations of yourself, what happens is expectations cause limitations. Anticipation is when you're following your bliss. It's when you're in your heart. And that's the three cards that came up for you right away. And I would just like to ask you right now, if you just get in contact with it, where are you at? Rita?
Yeah. Four?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
I was trying to get in contact with it.
That's very cool. And we're going to strengthen you also to our first caller. And this is your flow. Okay. So being able to be in source energy, being totally connected to that flow, being in the right place at the right time, and using your intuition to expand your mind is what I'm getting. So we want to strengthen that, you know, all experiences from your educational experiences. Those, some of those cards in the deck, they're directional cards. The cards in the tails from the vector that are drawn on the horizontal are actually cards that are mean that you need a change in direction. And so we want to strengthen that for you. Just it's more a direction of your thinking, okay? And all of the things that you were told or you experienced when you were a young child, I'm getting 4.5 to 5 in school, in your educational experiences. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. So when I just want to check with you one more time. Take a deep breath. And how does it feel now?
I'm warm in my heart, maybe, and back down probably like a 1 or 2.
Yeah, you're going to go to 0 real quick here.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time and energy. Brian, we have another caller, do we not?
yes, we do. Aurora from Paris is back. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Aurora.
Are you there?
I can hear her, but for some reason, Aurora, you're very faint in the background there.
How about...
Hello?
There, now we got
I'm
you.
I'm here, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Colette,
hey, Aurora,
you can hear me?
You've attended the Energetic Upgrade Seminar in Germany with Mark Kettenbach?
Oh, maybe my radio's too loud.
Oh, that's okay.
Is that better?
Yep.
I just was
listening
Aurora
to the phone and just turned down the radio.
I met Aurora in Germany at Energetic Upgrade Seminar. And I wanted to mention this also. My partner, Mark Kettenbach, I want to send congratulations to him and his wife, Jasmine. They have some amazing, beautiful news. And she just finally announced it publicly, but she is expecting a beautiful bundle of joy here.
And, I saw that on Facebook. That's exciting.
So the seminar in Vancouver, Energetic Upgrade, was probably not in the cards for right now. And so I'm going to, I wanted to mention that our online program has information that is very connected to this information, just saying it in a different way. That program is an amazing program for gathering the tools to be able to get your third dimensional world in place. And I would say that this call to dance is very similar and has, but I have been noticing for the last 6 months that when people call in for me or call me for sessions, et cetera, that they are saying they want more balance in their life. And so I'm focusing on the aspects of life in the teleconference call throughout the year for that reason. And also, I realize I want more balance in my life. I want to work less, play more, although my work is play. And, you know, what we'll do is, I don't know, Brian, did we ever get Aurora on okay here?
Yeah, she should be on right now. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Now I can hear you. Yay. What can we do for you, Aurora? So good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, too. And I've been following these dragons for a long time. So that's why I'm calling, because I saw it on Facebook that you were doing readings with the dragons. And I thought, I want to be one of those.
All righty. So you tell me quick what you want me to work on, and I'll come back after the break and tell you which dragons are showing up for you.
Great. It's about focus, inspiration, focus, and money relations, the trail all together.
Okay. All right. Brian, thank you. We will. We need to take a short break right now. So we're going to work on this with the dragons, Aurora, on the break. And when we come back, we'll check in with you and see how you're doing.
Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Brian, we just had Aurora on. Do you want to put her back on now?
Yes, I can do that right now. Welcome back, Aurora. Here we go.
Okay. Hi, Aurora.
Can you hear me? Hi there.
Yes. Okay, so Aurora, the dragons that came up for you, actually, I have a new dragon that will be out in the in a few months here in time for the seminar, but this is the heart chakra dragon, and her name is Unfettered, and I think that's perfect for you. Unfettered. She is all about heart. And another one that came up is one that I haven't even finished yet, which is this throat chakra dragon, and her name is Harmony. And this is about speaking from your heart and living from your heart for you, I'm getting. And the other card that came up for you is the card called Joy, and it's a dragonfly. It's a beautiful dragonfly that has a lot of the energy of the heart of Isis to it. And this is about living joyfully and being in a place of love, unconditional love. And I'm getting for you, that would be those three cards. I'm kind of laughing. Those are three beautiful cards.
I'm laughing on the inside as well. That's really, really nice. Really nice to hear that. That's awesome. I couldn't have had a better reading.
Oh, thank you. All right. Well, thank you for calling in all the way from France. We do have another caller, so we're going to, or a few others. So we're just going to try and get one more in here before we have to say goodbye today. Brian, who do we have now?
Well, we have a surprise caller from New York City. It's the one and only Karen Campbell Benton. Welcome in, my friend.
Hello, beautiful.
Hello.
So happy to hear from you on this very special day.
I feel so honored that I made it through. You have such a following. It's fantastic. I've been hanging out, feeling like what it feels like to be someone anticipating their opportunity to talk with you.
I love you, Karen. And, you know, and it's so beautiful that you called in, because in my call to dance program, what really inspired me is, you know, your daughter. And I don't know if you remember way back when I was working on her energy around dancing, you know, and her performance. And she's a world-class dancer. And she sent me a testimonial about how she, after I worked on her, it clicked into place. And when she was on stage, and that she danced her dance, and she can't even explain what a great feeling that is. I thought, wow, that has always stuck with me. For like all, you know, I've had testimonials from people who had serious health issues and have had, you know, career things happen and all sorts of wonderful things. But man, that made my heart sing.
Wow,
is to hear that
beautiful
from your daughter.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you.
And that cool thing of knowing that our dance is often just beneath the awareness of our mind, right? Like, and that's what you unveiled for her is this experience of the dance not necessarily coming from what her instructors were seeing and doing, but finding that place where she expressed her unique expression of it and then her feeling it at such a young age, thanks to the work with you. It's so beautiful.
I love it. She, you know, she, and she rocked it, you know?
yeah. And I mean, to the point where even her coaches, like after they watched her dance, I mean, and they would do this all the time going like, she would get a session and then she'd go dance and competitively and they'd be like, oh my God, like we don't know what happened. She never dances like that on, you know, in class. Like, what did she do up there? How did she do it? And you're like, well, if I told you, you wouldn't believe me. So,
and you know, I was shifting her not to work at dance. I was shifting her to play. And so when she, and I told her, when you're at practice, really, you know, you don't want to be like, you know, you want to be on stage like you are at practice and at practice while you're on stage. And when you get to that point, you know, you're dancing for yourself, right? And this is kind of what I'm talking about today, or not kind, I guess I am. The call to dance is that which calls you. Will made a quote for me and he said this to me and I was like, wow, that is so beautiful. He said that your calling is that which gives you great pleasure and keeps you up late at night if you're not doing it. Something like that. He said it way more eloquently.
But it's true. And particularly, I think for women that we often are busy doing the tasks and the responsibilities of various forms of mothering, whether it's our parents or our children, whatever it might be, or our friends. And we diminish the power that, you know, the gifts that we have to share with the world that are unique to us, you know, that are underneath the roles that we are conditioned to believe that we need to engage in. And sometimes, you know, I think we even get sick when we are, you know, our physical expression of us not being aligned with our truth, you know, or our dance, as I love that you are using. I think it's beautiful.
I just want to thank you so much for calling in. I have one caller, Keiko, that I think, Brian, you've got Keiko on the line, and she just wanted to say hello. She's on my team. She'll be at the
beautiful
event. And so she just wanted to say hi, and I wanted to thank you so much for calling in. I love to hear your voice and can't wait till you're back on the radio show again.
Yes. Thank you, Colette. So much love to you. And everyone, take this.
Love you
She's
too.
Amazing. Okay.
Brian,
bye-bye.
do we have Keiko here?
Yes, we do. Keiko from British Columbia. Welcome to the program.
Well, hi. Thank you.
Hi, Keiko. Keiko is one of my beautiful dancing sisters.
We sure love to dance, don't we?
Yes, we love to dance. And Keiko, we don't have a whole lot of time here, but I just wanted to say thank you for calling in. And Keiko and I love to dance together. And Cindy is our friend who also is going to be sharing about an hour of feng shui with the program. And at the event, Will be sharing about holding space for about an hour, just to give me a little, everybody a little bit of different perspective. And I just want to thank you, Keiko, for all your beautiful energy.
thank you so much. You just give me for like a boost, upgrading for the energy. You know, whenever I see you, I talk to you. And all you are so knowing, a lot of provides and a lot of information and from the results. And then you let me and remove my Brock, and then try more energy flow.
I love it. Thank you so much for calling in. We're at the end of the show now, and I'm so glad that I heard your voice. It made my day, Keiko. Yeah. Lots and lots of love to you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keiko.
Thank you. Brian. I'm going for. Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Brian. Radio time goes fast, hey?
It surely does, yes. We had a lot of fun today, too.
Yes, we did. And, you know, next week we'll be back on and we'll have more shifting happening. I just wanted to thank you, Brian, for this being here for me on this wonderful day.
The pleasure. And, thank you.
And I also wanted to say thank you for all the wonderful people that called in. I know there's quite a few other callers that didn't make it through today, but I want to thank you for sending your energy here. And I'm so excited to be able to share this information in this way and, you know, dance my dance. Thank you very much. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny. And we will be back next week, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.